The following is a pre-written statement from Mikey Pod on the Bayou. Hello, Mikey Pod listeners. This is just a short podcast to let you guys know about some exciting upcoming Mikey Pod news and also to ask for your help. On October 27th, I will be traveling to Austin from Houston to podcast from the National Coalition to Abolish the Death Penalty's annual conference. The exact details of this have not been worked out, but what I hope to do is to set up a show for them, which will be podcasted at least once a day. I will include interviews with the presenters at the conference, as well as actual events as appropriate. I will also do my own show that weekend, which will feature highlights from the conference, as well as my usual comments about my personal experience there. As you know, I have become passionate about covering the movement against the death penalty after my work with the Committee to Free Francis Newton. One of the most painful things to me about Francis's death is that so few people knew about what was happening. It saddens me that such an important movement doesn't have much of a voice in the media, but at the same time, that is the passion and excitement for me about grassroots media like podcasting. There is a revolution happening in how we get our news delivered to us, and it is in hearing the voice of independent pod journalists like Madge Weinstein and Bicycle Mark and others that have created a revolution in the way I view the world, a new view that includes my own personal power to change the world by giving a voice to people who do not have one in the traditional media. In addition, while I don't feel comfortable speaking in detail about this quite yet, there are some exciting changes happening that will greatly affect the visibility of my show. I will update you on all that as it becomes more definite. What I feel comfortable saying now is that in the next few weeks, my show will potentially be heard by a much, much larger audience. I'm sure you've guessed by now where this is headed. I need money. I have toyed with the idea of putting a donate button on my site, but have not to date because it didn't seem appropriate to ask for help funding what was little more than a fun hobby for me. Since the start of this project, Mikey Pod on the Bayou, my passion for this new form of media has grown immensely. The fact is that if I wish to provide the voice I feel so strongly needs to be heard, then I need to make the voice as clear and professionally produced as possible. While I'm satisfied with shows I've done, like the interview of Jewel Nelms, Francis Newton's mother, from a content standpoint, listening to that interview is extremely disappointing because of the poor sound quality. I did the best I could with the knowledge and equipment I had at my disposal, but that just isn't enough anymore. I can't help but think that Jewel's voice would have been heard by many more people had I been able to record it in a more professional manner. I've done some research and spoken with a number of people who know much more about sound recording than I, and have come up with a wish list of tools I will need to undertake this project in as professional a manner as possible. I will spare you the tech details, but will provide links in the show notes if you would like to see. First is the Marantz PMD-670 Portable Solid State Compact Flash Recorder. This unit is portable and will be worn over my shoulder with a strap. The price is $700. I will also need two microphones with windscreens to conduct interviews. I'm going with the Shure SM57s, which are $70 a piece. The windscreens are $10 each. I will do all of the editing on-site with a Macintosh G3 iBook that is on loan to me indefinitely. With accessories like cables, batteries, and memory cards, the total cost of getting set up for this project will be around $1,000. This is where you all come in. There is now a donate button on the sidebar of the blog at MikeyPod.com. I am asking for donations of whatever amount you can, if at all. If you are able to donate any amount for this project, I will credit you on my site permanently, forever and ever, amen, as a supporter of Mikey Pod on the Bayou. The button will take you to PayPal, where you can make a donation in any amount with a credit card. If you're uncomfortable with using your credit card online, email me at MikeyPod@gmail.com, and I will let you know where you can send a check. If you live in Houston, I will come and pick up the check, or cash, or whatever means of payment, shells, or whatever, and grovel and scrape at your feet if necessary. For the record, I'm not being paid for this project. I don't say that to get your praise or to assure my place in heaven, but to underscore the fact that I'm not looking for a free ride. I will be taking care of the cost of travel to Austin and back a couple of times because I'll be simultaneously rehearsing a show that I will be musical directing in Brenham. Honestly, I don't want your praise, just your money. I will continue to pay for my own web hosting and all of those extra details that I've been doing already to this date. Okay, I've said enough now. If you can help, please do. Also, if you're willing to donate time or services to this show, like graphics, sound design, or happy love vibes, let me know that too. Thank you for your time, and as always, for listening to the show. It would not be worth doing if you guys weren't out there. All right, thanks for listening, and I promise not to beat you down too much with begging for money in the future. Thanks. This has been Mikey Pod on the Bayou's quick news update. Today's date is the 28th of September, and it is 10:44 a.m. MikeyPod.com, MikeyPod@gmail.com. There's a MikeyPod hotline. I don't have the number right here, but you can. It's on the site. All right. Thanks again.